2024 Spring Budget Update. What do you need to know? Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining us here at the Property Investors Network YouTube channel and podcast. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. So we've had a spring budget update, and I just want to go through with you some of the most relevant things that have come forth with this new budget. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them won't really matter that much to a lot of people, but it's always good to highlight these things to know what is happening out there in the market, and of course to be able to make sure that your property businesses are running in an efficient, effective manner. So one of the first things that you'll probably heard is capital gains tax, which is what you pay when you are a landlord. If you've just bought the property and it's a residential property you will be living in, then you don't have to worry about capital gains tax. But if you are a landlord, then the price that you pay for the property when you come to sell the property, if there's an uplift in the price, which predominantly there should be if you're selling it and you're selling it at the right time, you have to pay 28% of the capital gains on that if you are a higher rate taxpayer. Now that has actually been brought down, which is a good thing. So it's now gone from 28% to 24%, okay? So anything that moves down when it comes to that is better. Now, this is predominantly if you've bought a property in your own name, which a lot of old landlords have. So when we're looking at buying properties from older portfolio landlords, they can get hit very, very hard with capital gains tax. So we really need to be working with them, which is why using creative tools and strategies to purchase portfolios can be very, very lucrative to not only your good selves, but also help landlords or help existing landlords to offload their properties. Okay, so this will apply more for the older landlords that haven't been buying portfolios or properties in businesses. So you'll know a lot of people now build and grow their portfolios in limited companies. And this is one of the ways to get rid of the capital gains, because if you buy property that is in a limited company, you don't pay capital gains tax on it. So there are a lot of loopholes and a lot of ways to get around this. But the older landlords, they're going to struggle a bit with this because predominantly a lot of them have them in their own names. So as we say, it's all about making sure it's a win-win for everybody included. But capital gains tax coming down is a step in the right direction. So what's next? Well, also, you probably have heard about VAT, so value added tax. Now, VAT is a threshold that if you got to £85,000 in earnings or profit in your business, you would then be into the VAT bracket. You would then have to pay VAT 20% on all money made. Now, as a landlord, you're not really going to hit the VAT bracket, so you don't have to worry about that. But as a business, and we always say you should be treating property as a business, certain strategies, certain ways of managing your portfolio can get you to the VAT threshold quite quickly, okay? So serviced accommodation, short-term rentals, Airbnb, holiday lets, that can get you to a VAT threshold because of the money that you're going to be making. And of course, HMRC look at all serviced accommodation units as an individual business. And of course, if you're making £3,000, £4,000, £5,000 per month in your business, you're going to hit that threshold very, very quickly. Another strategy that you may be incorporating that can get you to the VAT threshold is deal sourcing. So deal sourcing can get you there a lot quicker than just being a landlord. And obviously rent to rent is another one where it can take a bit longer depending on the agreements that you're using to get there, because it's more profits after all expenses than it is profits taken from net profit. So The VAT threshold is now a little bit higher. So when you're borderlining around the 70 to 80K mark, thinking to yourself, all of a sudden, 20% of all my profits is going to be wiped out. You're now going to have to go to 90K to actually then have to register and get yourself for VAT. Now, I don't always say that's a great thing to worry about. I pay VAT. I am a VAT registered property investor. And initially when I hit it, I knew we were going to be hitting it. So I just really pushed the marketing out there, built my property business to be able to soak that up. So yes, we've had to do some extra deals to soak up the 20% that we were losing now through VAT, but it's not a bad place to be. And sometimes, just sometimes, depending on where you want to be and how you want to grow your business, it can be worth actually just staying underneath the VAT threshold. You can still have a very, very nice life, have a very, very nice business. You don't always have to be going for more and more and more and going over the VAT threshold. But the fact that they've moved it up by 5K, for me, isn't really here or there. You sort of either smash it or you don't. So at the end of the day, it's gone up, which is great. Personally, I think it should be about 150K before you start playing VAT. I think it should be more for the bigger boys, for the big players out there, than it is for more of, you know, the smaller entrepreneurs. Because the smaller entrepreneur businesses are the ones, the bread and butter ones that keep the economy going, that keep society, you know, going as it is, and really do help give back. The big boys, of course, they're great, but a lot of times you can say they can afford to do it, but it's more a case that that's what they want to be. They want to be that big sized company. Not everybody does want to be that big sized company, but you know, it should be at least 100K or over or something like that, because we all want to have nice livings. We all want to do a good job, but some of us just don't want to go over those sort of thresholds, but we're forced into it by the nature of our business and what we're doing. So if you are using, so to speak, those creative strategies, or you are using strategies like SA, rent to rent, deal sourcing and things like that, just be mindful that you'll probably hit the VAT threshold quicker. Rent to rent, depending on what you're doing. Of course, there's rent to SA and things. Rent to HMO, it'll probably take a bit longer because profits aren't that high. But then just be mindful that that is now something that you've got to take into consideration, like you always have done, but now it's at 90K rather than 85K. Okay, so another thing now is that they've scrapped, which isn't so good, is the multi-dwellings relief. So when you're looking at multiple properties, i.e. you're looking at a portfolio or potentially a block of flats, you're looking at buying the whole block, you used to get multi-dwellings relief off of the stamp duty for buying multiple properties in one go. They're now scrapping this. So that's a little bit annoying at the end of the day, because that is something that would really help, you know, the economy. If you had a portfolio landlord or you were looking at a block of flats, it really did pay in your interest to try and buy them all in one rather than messing about. So multi-dwellings relief has been scrapped. But of course, as with everything, there is always ways to get around stuff. So if you are buying a property that is housed or held in a limited company, you won't have to pay stamp duty on that. And of course, more and more investors now buy properties in limited companies. You will have to just pay 0.5% on the property value when you buy that. But of course, it's not a massive, you know, stamp duty to be paid on there. And equally, if you're buying a property that is unencumbered and unlivable, so basically, you know, it's not habitable, so maybe the kitchen's missing or the bathrooms are missing, so people can't move into that property straight away, you do not have to pay stamp duty on that as well. So make sure you're aware of, so to speak, I say loopholes, they're not loopholes, they're just guidelines, because that's the way it is. Make sure you're aware of these and make sure you are a savvy investor when it comes to getting out there, okay? So another thing now is furnished holiday lets. We touched on serviced accommodation, short-term rentals, furnished holiday lets. What you used to be able to do with furnished holiday lets is you used to be able to offset the price of a mortgage, as long as you own the property, of course, and you're paying a mortgage, but you used to be able to offset the mortgage as a tax deductible in your business. So if you bought the property and you were using it for short-term rental, serviced accommodation, whatever you want to call it, you could use the mortgage as a tax deductible, as a cost in your business. They've scrapped that now, very much like they have with landlords when they brought in Section 24 as well. So, you know, they've evened the playing field there. It is a bit annoying, but there are other loopholes that you can use to get around things like this. But pretty much fundamentally, that is what is set in stone now. Most of these things aren't massive. Most of these things, most people won't be worrying about as well, but it's just what they've been bringing in. Now, we are going to have a general election this year. At the moment, you know, it's anybody's game, it's anybody's guess who's going to get in there. It probably is going to be Labour, because I just think that the Conservatives have struggled so much that it probably is going to be a new party that gets in there. And fundamentally, a lot of buy-to-let landlords will be worried about this. A lot of buy-to-let landlords who are old school, who have been in the game a while. Why? Because Labour fundamentally do not like landlords. I'm hoping that changes, but they've never really ever done anything to help landlords. Now, the Conservatives normally have, but haven't done great at themselves over the last few years either, have they? So there'll be a lot of buy-to-let landlords that are potentially converted properties into holiday lets, short-term rentals and things. Why? To maximise the profits, but also to not be a buy-to-let landlord. So do make sure that you check your own circumstances when you're buying properties to make sure you're as tax efficient as possible. You know, sometimes tax accountants or even solicitors aren't always the best people to get advice from, because they can tell you what to do for your circumstances. But then if a new government comes in and completely changes those circumstances, you haven't safeguarded yourself. So do make sure that you make your own educated decisions. And of course, feel free to follow others to ask questions. Join us in the PIN Facebook community, the PIN community, where you can ask questions on this. We can't give you financial advice, but we can look at your situation. And of course, you can see what other savvy property investors are doing in their own portfolios and what they're doing now. And of course, if you need any more help with this, then do reach out to the PIN team or visit us at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk, where we are always running webinars to help people, to show you what to do with your property investing, okay, and to really just guide people to stay savvy. Make sure you subscribe or follow these episodes, because as breaking news happens, we will bring you the most up-to-date and relevant topics, news and support on your property investing journey. We have the podcast, the Property Investor Podcast, and of course we have the Property Investor YouTube channel as well, and podcast. So we put it out there, 2 episodes a week, to help and support you to grow your property portfolio and to stay in the loop. So let me know what your thoughts are on the changes that are coming in, and any other changes that you think may be coming your way as well. And I look forward to updating you and you joining me in the next episode very soon. Take care and bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.